Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're looking at the Children's Catechism, and we're just finished the section on the covenant of life. And we looked at the covenant of life that we cannot save ourselves, that all of us through Adam fell in the covenant of life, which is what we call original sin, and that we cannot save ourselves because our hearts are sinful. They're like stones. But we need the work of the Holy Spirit, of new birth, or that big word of regeneration, which changes our stone heart to a beating heart. So then we come now to the section of the covenant of grace. That is bad news, that we cannot save ourselves, that the Holy Spirit, the good news of the Holy Spirit working in it. So then, how then can you be saved? How then can you be saved? And the answer is by Jesus Christ through the covenant of grace, by Jesus Christ through the covenant of grace. And that's what this next section of the catechism looks at, the works of Jesus Christ, the application and of that covenant of grace applied to the life of believers. But first we'll look at the covenant of grace. So what is a covenant? A covenant is a relationship that God establishes with us and guarantees by his word. And we've looked at that in a previous question. So now this covenant of life, which required perfect obedience to God's word, which we have not done because we've all fallen in Adam, God was pleased to make another, which is called a covenant of grace. And this is very important. The good news of the gospel is it's a gracious covenant, not of perfect obedience, but one of grace, which is a gift of God. And that's the important part of what we believe as the covenant of grace, which flows right from the beginning in Genesis 3, when man fell in Adam, God came to the garden. And before he even turned to Eve and Adam, he turned to the serpent. And in there, he gave us the seed of the covenant of grace. That God would send someone, which is Jesus Christ, who would come and crush the head of the serpent. The snake crusher would come. And this is the covenant of grace, which flows throughout all of the Bible. God is pleased to show us grace through the covenant of grace because of Jesus Christ, and that's what we're going to be looking at. And grace is a great thing. Now, have you ever done something and you got what you deserved? It was fair. You hit your brother or sister, you called them names, and the punishment you got was fair. Injustice is when the punishment isn't fair, but grace is different. Grace is that acknowledgement that what you did was terrible. But someone shows you grace. Your brother or sister shows you grace and says, you hit me or called me names, but it's okay. I forgive you. And that's what grace is. And this is how God relates to his people. And that's the next question. Whom did Christ represent in the covenant of grace? Now, Adam, in the covenant of life, represented all mankind. That all man fell in Adam. You and I fell in Adam through original sin. But in the covenant of grace, whom does Christ represent in the covenant of grace? His elect people. Now we'll look at this more as we go through this. It's a big topic which sometimes can be hard to understand. But who did Christ represent? His people. His elect people. And that's a great thing. That those who trust in God through faith are saved because it's a gracious covenant. That God was gracious from before the foundations of the world to elect some to call his own, to be his chosen people. There's a work of grace from start to finish. And we'll look at that over the next couple of questions.